What is up, guys? It's your boy Johnny Buck here on the Johnny Buck Show. New intro, finally figure out how it works. But today we're gonna jump right into it. I'm gonna talk about why you guys need to get in shape and stay in shape. And this is something I've learned. I'm not preaching from the fucking pulpit or whatever it's called, podium. I don't know. I'm not preaching to you guys. This is from my personal experience, which you're gonna get a lot of that. You're gonna get a lot of my personal experiences. A lot less. You need to do this, but hey, this is what I found out. This is how I kind of figured it out to now. This was working for me. This was not working for me. Right now, my back's not working. It's fucking itches. That's a dope shirt, though. If you guys are watching the video, it's my Toe Hold Flip Flops Pedophile Killer shirt. Big fan of those guys. I've been a fan since the Ultra Heavyweights. But anyways, we're talking about fitness today. We're talking about getting in shape, why it's important. And we're gonna go with the obvious first. You fucking look better, right? You're not gonna like. Let's just go over some obvious ones. I'm gonna list them out. You're more productive. You feel better. You look better naked. When you look better, you have more confidence. You have more confidence. You will do things outside of your comfort zone. Your wife will like to see you naked more. Your wife likes to see you naked more. She's looking at her fucking romance novels. Or the more you look like the dude in her romance novel, my wife's looking at, like, reading vampire porn or some shit right now. What the fuck it is. The more desirable you'll be, all right? You need to be in shape. And I think it's really fucking important to understand that. And it's not just for your health, physical health. Obviously, that's the apex. Like, the top tier of why you need to get in shape is because of your health. Like, there's nothing you can do. If you're dead, you can't help, you can't make more money. I feel like it's your obligation as a man and woman, but specifically men is what I'm talking to. It's your obligation as a man to fucking be in shape, be a protector, be able to fight, be capable of fight, be able to make money, provide for your family, provide for your community, right? So these are all things that really come down to the one basic thing you do is be in shape, right? You be healthy, be strong, okay? Strength has never been a weakness, right? And what I mean by that is I've never regretted being strong as fuck. Like, it annoys me. Like, hey, Johnny, can you come help me move this safe? No, I'm fucking doing that, right? Can I? Yes, physically, I can absolutely do that. But, you know, I can't tell you how many times being strong and athletic has probably saved my life. You know, I did commercial HVAC. We did some sketchy shit that wasn't really... to code, like OSHA would fucking explode if they saw shit we did. But there are certain situations, because of my athleticism, my strength, my conditioning, I was able to put myself in a situation that allowed me to be here, right? You know, we had, you know, do different things, they move different stuff. So, you know, being a physically in shape person, being an athlete is super fucking important to be, I think, to be successful. So, you know, the obvious of being in shape is a big one. All right. The next one is, so, you know, let me back up. We'll continue. We're going to go a little deeper on that, all right? So, again, I have autoimmune. I have mixed connective tissue disorder, which is a rarer disorder, whatever the fuck it is. They mostly find it in the elderly because our medical system's fucked. They keep doing treatments. The reason I say they find it in the elderly is because they do find it in the elderly because it takes that long to figure out what it is. Our medical system is shit. It just is. Like, there's no way to do it. They want to fucking sling pills. Oh, you have this problem? Well, take this pill. Well, you start taking that pill and you have another problem. Well, here's a pill to help you with that fucking problem caused by that pill. That's not treating your fucking issues. So, with the autoimmune shit, you know, how I found out I had it, I'll give you a quick story on this, is how I found out I had it was, I was doing 75 hard the second time, I think. I completed it once on the second time, and I was working out twice a day, and my objective for those workouts was to just get better at jiu-jitsu. So sometimes it would be like mobility training, like 45 minutes of mobility training, which I fucking hated. That's why I did it. Walking, yoga, type shit like that. I would take these 45-minute workouts, and dude, my ankles swole up like fucking cankles. I had like a fifth trimester ankle of a pregnant lady. And I messaged a doctor I work with who does not believe in prescribing pills. I've taken zero fucking pills for my autoimmune. I just got off of being sick as fuck. So I'm wrapping. I got 2 more days of antibiotics. Thank fucking God. We're on week 4 of that. We didn't want to do that, but that was the best option for what I had. It's the only option, honestly. So garlic and fucking hoping for the best wasn't doing enough. But I messaged him, like, hey man, I think I have lupus. I went through the symptoms. I was eating gummies, magic gummies, edible gummies. They were Delta 8 or weed or something. I don't know. Whatever state it was legal in, that's what I was doing. But I was sitting there scrolling through, and I was like, man, I have fucking lupus. I have autoimmune disease. And the reason it was so fucking important to me to fix that was I own a gym. I own a business. And this doesn't really apply to everyone. You're a fucking leader whether you want to be or not. Like, it's just everyone leads at some point. Some people lead more than others. Some people have a higher position, positional leadership. But everyone's a leader. Somebody is looking up to you right now. Blew my mind. It blows my mind still when people tell me, man, I look up to you. I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm just putting out random things. I got a better camera. I hope the video is better. Hope the audio is better. My mic's not hooked up, so I can't promise anything. But, like, whether you want to believe it or not, you're a leader. You're a leader to your wife. You're a leader to your kids. You're a leader to that friend of yours at work. That guy hasn't talked to you much. Like, you are a leader whether you want to be or not. And the best way to lead, at least in my opinion, the only way to lead is by example. And, you know, I didn't like how I felt. I didn't like how I felt, honestly. This is just pure hell. I had no energy. I was fucking wiped out. I wasn't recovering. I couldn't lift. I couldn't do jujitsu for shit. Technically, I could, but, like, physically, I wasn't able to do things. If I trained on Tuesday, it took me till the following Wednesday. You know, it took me almost fucking 8 days to feel better sometimes. So I started taking care of my health. I went on did carnivore for a couple days. That fucked me up really bad. Apparently, I need fiber in my life. Which should help, in theory. The carnivore diet should help, but it didn't. And then I got really sick from there. Lost 30 pounds from just some rough shit. Changed my diet. Went back to basically a paleo-esque diet. Been doing that pretty off and on, strict, since then. Feel great. Got sick again recently. Another UTI, which is why I'm on the tail end of back. Antibiotics, but I put my weight back on. And the reason I'm saying all of this, I've had a rough fucking year of, oh shit. I think it was a year ago my mom got married. Maybe not. Close to a year. That's when I was in Vegas. I was 198 pounds, 199 pounds. Like shit. But the reason I'm talking about all these things, it doesn't have to be this negative. Like, it doesn't have to be. But, like, you're a leader. You need to be talking about, you need to be doing the things to lead, you know. And if you're sick, and this is what got me, this is what made me take it serious. After I was bedridden for 4 fucking days a year ago. Meaning I didn't leave the fucking bed or the couch. It was literally couch, bathroom to pee, because my fucking stomach was wrecked, didn't poop, bed. Then my stomach, my guts would hurt so fucking bad. I go lay on the couch, lay in a different position. That was 4 days. I ate 4 ounces of pineapple and two dates. Yeah, in 4 days. I know exactly what I ate. So I ate those things and that was it. I lost 30 fucking pounds. And the thing is, I never want to be fucking bedridden again. I never want to be sick like that again. So I've done really good with my diet. And, you know, if you look at the average American, you know, just walk around. Like, they're sick as fuck. There's a systemic fucking health issue in this country, and no one's really addressing it. So I want to talk about why it's so fucking important. And I'm not going to give you, like, listen, here's my nutrition advice, all right? One, hire a fucking legitimate nutritionist that's not working at a hospital. Anybody that says go vegan, I don't believe them. Anybody says go carnivore, I don't believe them. You have to find a sustainable diet. You have to find something that works for you. This is what I recommend. Talk to your doctor. I'm not a doctor. Most doctors are stupid. Find a specialist. But, like, if you want diet advice from me, it's very simple. Don't eat anything that comes out of a plastic bag. And don't eat anywhere that has a drive-through window. Like, those are my two rules. Well, Johnny, didn't you eat fucking Chick-fil-A this weekend? Abso-fucking-lutely, bro, I did. I had a spicy chicken sandwich, got two sandwiches, threw away one set of bun, threw two patties in that motherfucker, extra pickles, it was delicious as shit, no fries, it was very sad. I'm not saying you have to be 100% strict to this shit, but I just eat like a real fucking human. I eat potatoes, I eat rice, I eat gluten-free pasta. I avoid gluten because it fucks my stomach up a little bit. But that's what I'm doing, so we have to have a basic diet thing. So like you're obviously physically, your health's gonna be better if you don't eat like an asshole, right? So that's number one reason to get back in shape, is you're gonna fucking physically feel better. And when you feel better, your confidence goes up, right? I texted my wife when I was on the back end of getting better. I lost a bunch of weight. I was sick. I was sitting on the mat. I remember I was sitting on the mat. I texted my wife because I'm tired of being fucking fat, right? The thing was, I was doing everything I can because of, and dude, when I mean in shape, I mean mental and physical, excuse me, mental and physical shape. Like just being jacked is fucking insane. It's not gonna help. So, I had to mitigate stress. I was building my gym, building my second location, my now current location. I was managing people. I had other stresses. God knows what else it was at that time. And like stress triggers cortisol. Cortisol is a huge part of your hormones. I'm not gonna fuck with that today. Cortisol will absolutely make you fat, or help make you fat. So I was mitigating stress. I was eating like I was supposed to, but I wasn't exercising. So I got fat. I got tired of being fat. I know I didn't perform as well. I know I didn't feel as confident. And even this could be in my head. It possibly is. But I felt like people looked at me like, "Man, this motherfucker's fat. Fuck does he know," right? The way I feel when I'm not fat, right? When I and dude, my tolerance for fat is not your average fucking person's, right? I don't mean I have a six pack. I almost never have a fucking six pack. I'll have a six pack right after I work out. If my salt and water and nutrition is on point, I'm just not a fucking shredded guy. But when I don't have a gut sticking out, right, I feel better. When I feel better, I feel more confident coaching, right? I wear fucking spandex, bro. I wear a fucking rash guard that sticks to my body. There's not a whole lot of room for error. So I feel better. And when I feel better, I'm more confident. When I'm more confident, I speak more persuasively, more clearly, which, mumbling through this shit. But the message is better because I fucking physically feel better. And there's also cognitive benefits that when you work out, your brain actually gets better. I'm not going to go into details. I don't really know them off the top of my head. My head's brain's not that much better, but like when you guys work out, it improves your cognitive ability. You get smarter essentially, or your brain functions better. Increased blood flow. The other thing is you sleep better. When you sleep better, your brain processes shit better. We learn things during the day, but we keep them in our head when we go to sleep. That's what really allows us to retain information. So that's a really big part of it. So like obviously the mental, the physical side are huge, but I think where or why it's most important, and why I've been harping on this more and more, I think what one of the most important things about why people need to get in shape is they need to be the example for people around them. Like that's it. Like there's so many bad fucking examples. Fucking Victoria's Secret, like their models are all fat. Well, not all, but like they're pushing fat models. And I don't mean a little bit curvy. Listen, like, I'll tell you right now, CrossFit, like, not the yoked as fuck chicks, those two, but like, CrossFit chicks are 1,000 times hotter than fucking supermodels. Right? So, can't remember her fucking name, Jay Frank. On Instagram, she's an Olympic lifter. There's a lot of like Olympic lifts. She's fucking hot as shit. She has a great body, right? Is she absolutely shredded? No, right? Is she skinny as fuck? Absolutely not. Like a strong to me, I could be wrong. There's some, if you like big, beautiful women, it's more power to you. But to me, right, that it's more attractive to have a strong, athletic body. Like it's just that's my personal preference. I'm not talking like just fucking chicks with arms bigger than mine, which makes me jealous mostly. But like, out, like the vast majority of Instagram, like these models are just, they're pushing, and I don't want to even say self-love, they're pushing this bullshit where like, it's negotiating the standard, right? Well, it's okay to be fat. You need to love yourself if you're a fat, lazy tub of shit. I agree you should love yourself, but you should love yourself enough to do the fucking work to not be that way. Like, you are the example for fucking, like, Lizzo, Jesus, that bitch is fucking out of control. I don't know. I saw something about bananas. I don't know what the fuck that even means. But Lizzo's disgusting. She's a slob. And she's, people are using her as a role model. All these other fat people. Dude, when a musician or actor is fat and they get famous and they're fat and then they lose weight, they fucking shame them for that. Right, that our society's fucked. Like, so the reason you need to be in shape, the reason it's so important to get in shape, stay in shape, and show others that you're in shape, is because it's your job as a leader. We talk about this. You are a leader whether you want to be or not. You're a leader to your family, leader to your kids. There are people watching you right fucking now, whether you're losing weight or gaining weight, or just maintaining, they're watching you right now. And I think it's really fucking important to understand that. Right, you're not on an island by yourself with no social media like you are. Alright? And people are going to give you shit. And this is the last thing I want to give you guys on this. You know, cause I want to keep you shorter right now. People are going to give you shit. Oh, you know, just have this one, you know, have this one beer. Have this, you know, piece of cake. Dessert won't kill you. All that shit. They're going to try and bring you down because they don't want to see you. And it's not that they want to see you fail, but they don't want to see you do better than they do. And I talk about that a lot. They don't want to see you fail. They want to see you not do better than they are. And they're not willing to do the work. But I wholeheartedly believe if you are the good example for long enough, that's what's going to make things turn. All right? You know, and then the way to make that easier is hang out with in-shape people. Hang out with people who have similar goals to you. But, you know, getting in shape, like, you need to be in shape. I wholeheartedly believe that it is your obligation as an American, as a man, especially a fucking man, all right? That's what I have the expertise in being, is to be the example, to do the work. Like, you, society's fucked. Like, it's completely fucked. And, but it's not a lost cause because there's enough people out there doing the work like this, you know, getting in shape, staying in shape, helping others get in shape, pushing others, helping others level up. I think it's super fucking important. So, you know, I've been really focused on my health lately. I'm get back to lifting, trying to get big as fuck, just at least look big as fuck. That's my goal. And I don't care about benching 700 pounds or squatting 1,000 pounds or any of that shit. I just want to be in shape. I want to be able to run. I want to be able to protect my wife if shit comes up. That's a big part for me, man. You know, one of my things, I want to be ungovernable. And if I'm stuck to a machine because I'm fucking sick, if I am dependent on pills that somebody can say, hey, you can't have these pills anymore because you don't fucking listen, then that takes that away, right? So, you know, and I just don't think I could. I hate running. I hate running with a passion, but I do run now a little bit. Is I would hate that I had to run a mile or half mile or some shit to get to my wife, and I physically couldn't do it. Like, I could not fucking imagine the stress that would be on my head, you know? But yeah, you know, it's, I want to be part of the 1%, right? And I already am for a lot of aspects, like physically, but, you know, that's a big part of it. I want to be able to do pull-ups. I want to be able to run a mile. I want to be able to, you know, go hiking. I want to be able to play with my fucking kids when I have them, you know, and that's a big thing for me. So whatever your reason for getting in shape is, and to me, I think it's defiant, right? The government wants you fat, get in shape. They want you dumb, get intelligent. They want you sick, stay healthy. They want you weak, get fucking strong. That's just what I believe, and I'm sure I'm on a fucking list somewhere, but if you're not, you're not really an American at this point, so that's really about it, guys. You know, the cognitive, the things you get in your brain out of it, the physical benefits you get, you know, and just, I feel like your obligation to be a leader. Like, dude, if you got fucking kids and you're fat, you're a fucking failing right now. You are failing. But here's my thing, you're not a failure. You are still have the opportunity to win. You just have to execute. And that's everybody, whether you can't have kids or not. I'm trying to stay in shape. I'm trying to lead the guys who work for me. I'm trying to lead the members of my gym. I'm trying to lead you guys. You know, you don't have to follow me. It's not the fucking military, but I want to see you guys win. So if you're going to get in shape, do it for your mind, right? Do it for your body, and do it for your fucking community. All right? I love you guys. That's it. If you need anything, as always, hit me up, and I will catch you later. Peace.